Hello Wanderers. Before we get into today's episode, we want to let you guys know that we have a Discord server where you can talk about not just Backrooms related things, but food, games, and various other topics. We also have a Patreon if you would like to show extra support for the podcast. A link to both will be in the show notes. And as always, you can email us at thetravelersguidetothebackrooms@gmail.com, with suggestions on what you'll like us to cover in the future or to just say hi. That's all for our announcements, so let's get back to the episode.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over one of the more wackier levels within the Backrooms. So, we hope you're in the mood for some cookies or popcorn at ludicrous prices, because today, we'll be no clipping into the Baka Rooms. Basic descriptions. Overall, the Baka Rooms are labeled within the joke category, though with that being said, we can see the level being classified also as an enigmatic level. Mostly due to the lack of a numerical classification, and with no mention of it being stated as a sublevel, the only level classification it can fall under would be enigmatic levels. It has a survival difficulty class of 0. That being safe, secured, and devoid of entities, making it one of the safer levels you could find yourself within. With the Baka Rooms being a joke level, things that can be found within are normally seen as over the top or comical in nature. Luckily, with the survival difficulty class being 0, you should be in relative safety around said foolery. Other than its strange nature, it's relatively small in size and is mostly made up of shelving, though those shelves are stocked with edible food. Great for those looking for reliable food stocks. But things revolving around said food in terms of where it comes from may leave some either confused or laughing, maybe even both. So with that description out of the way, let's go over what can be found within the Baka Rooms. Appearances. The Baka Rooms take the appearance of a warehouse, large in size, though not infinitely large like that of level 1. Only having a 50 miles radius from its center, the area of the level is mostly made up of metal shelves, the majority of which are noted as being bolted down. Though not as large as most other levels within the Baka Rooms, this level could easily support a multitude of people within it comfortably, as we'll get into in a bit. Along these shelves you'll come across freshly backed macaroons, all perfectly fine to eat. These cookies are constantly restocked by some of the inhabitants of the level known as the Followers of Juliet, a group of glorified Girl Scouts we'll touch on more in a later section of the episode. When it comes to the light source of the level, all reports on the level state that there are no light sources present within, though somehow light still permeates the level. Many commented on its strange comparison to the Front Room Shopping Center Safeway and its lighting. It's unknown why this is the case or what this effect may have on wanderers over time, though so far nothing adverse has been reported due to it, so for now, things remain to be seen. Scavenge and supplies. When it comes to scavenging within the Baka Rooms, food in the form of macaroons seems to be the key thing that comes to mind. Aside from containing a replenishing food source, the metal shelving could be scavenged for its material, though we would advise against that due to the unknown effects this may cause on the level. Most importantly, the risk of losing the constant replenishing of macaroons and incurring the ire of some of the inhabitants of the level. Entities. Being one of the safer levels, The Baka rooms are devoid of any entities. So you could rest easy knowing you'll be safe from any of the monstrosities within the back rooms. Well, for now at least. Settlements and Outpost. The Baka rooms houses two groups, both of which are non-hostile to wanderers. Though they are stuck in a perpetual war with each other. The first and most influential group within the level is the Followers of Juliet. This group consists of members who worship Juliet Gordon-Low, the creator of the Girl Scouts, and as such, are the ones who restock the shelves with macaroons. Not much is stated about this group, though we can comment on their ability to restock macaroons without being seen. From what we're able to gather from information on the level, it seems that the Baka rooms are mostly controlled by the Followers of Juliet, and the war that rages between them and the Acolytes of Powell is that of a defensive one. Speaking of the Acolytes of Powell, they're the second native group that can be found within the Baka rooms. Consisting of members who worship the creator of the Boy Scouts, Lord Baden Powell, they take a more antagonistic position within the level. From what we can tell about the Acolytes, they're warring with the Followers due to wanting to establish a market on their popcorn. Something they can't do with the Followers constantly restocking the level with macaroons, for free no less. It seems that their goal is to take over the level and expand their market throughout the backrooms. Though, with how expensive their popcorn is noted as being, it's unlikely that they'll achieve their goals anytime soon. Overall, the level is quite safe, so setting up an outpost here wouldn't be too far-fetched. Along with the aspect of a constant food source, we can see the level being home to a multitude of resource-gathering stations and the like. Ins and outs. To enter the Baka rooms, one must come across a box of macaroons within the hub. More importantly, it must be found in front of a door leading to level 0. Next, by eating all but one macaroon from the box, the floor beneath you should open up, causing you to fall into the Baka rooms. We should state now that we don't fully know how far down this fall will be, so if you're intentionally trying to enter the Baka rooms, please be sure to prepare for a long fall if need be. Now, let's get into the wacky way to leave the level. The main way we have on record to leave this level is by eating an extremely large amount of macaroons, about 10,000 boxes worth, in which you would be transported back to the hub, albeit quite larger in size. As bizarre as this method may seem, it does fit the general vibe the level gives off, though we do believe having level keys on hand or attempting to no-clip out of the level are far safer and healthier options. Closing words. So that was the strange macaroon-filled level known as the Baka Rooms. How did you guys enjoy our serious take on a rather silly level? Are you on the side of the Followers of Juliet or the Acolytes of Powell? As always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or just want to say hi, feel free to join our Discord server or email us. Both will be in the show notes. That's going to be all for today's episode, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you all again soon. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons over at Patreon. Starting with the Wanderers at the $1 level, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, That One Random Guy, Shelby Girl Gaming, Coconut Cluster, Brandon Briars, Lee, Evie Jeebies, and Blur Green. Next are our Senior Explorers at the $8 level, Stephen Conger, Manicord, Ant, Undead, Rachel, Brandon Berry, X the Warrior, Cassie the Cast Iron Crow, and Spooky Tooth. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, access exclusive Patreon content, and more, become a patron on our Patreon. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.